10 past 5, we're back with Tsidi Madea, keeping an eye on the Palapala report and its political fallout. Tsidi just updating and working her many phones on her incredibly hot right ear that she was talking about earlier. Looking forward to having her back. Let's focus our attention now, though, on the city of Durban. It's a story we've covered quite a bit, and today is the day which, according to the mayor of eThekwini, Executive Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda, the beaches would be ready to host visitors. Well, the Executive Mayor is with us now on 702 Drive. Very good afternoon to Executive Mayor, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, my brother, for having me in your program. And we are saying eThekwini is now open for business. We are ready to host our visitors.
Yes.
We are saying Mofumbumnandi was a tepe.
So I'm looking at some samples done by both yourselves and a company called Talbot. I understand you're working together. Point Beach, Ushaga Beach, South Beach looking good. The count is below that critical level of 500. North Beach, Battery Beach, Country Club Beach in particular, the levels are very high. North Beach, 1,291. These were samples taken a week ago. Battery Beach, 3,441. Country Club Beach, more than 9,000. And those are all counted as critical. What's happening with those last three? Because I assume this doesn't clear quickly.
I leave that with my scientists who constantly conduct assessments because it fluctuates. It happens if there's strong winds swaying to the particular direction. It also affects the ocean and all of that. But most of the beaches which we have opened, looking at the recent assessment, they give us a go-ahead that the water quality levels are okay. And we also want to assure our visitors and our residents that as soon as the result changes, we are not afraid to take decisions that we close this beach on the basis of the information that is at our disposal. But so therefore, we are not going to be cheating on the results, but we are going to adhere to the results. As we get those results, tomorrow may get different results. So yes, that's why we give them 3 days so that we conduct an assessment out of what we have received and what are the improvements thereof.
Mayor, I don't know Durban all that well, but on North Beach, Battery and Country Club Beach, all served by the same sewage system, if they are those areas, it would suggest that you still have a structural problem there that's not been solved.
Yes, the structural problem that we've been resolving as a city is that we're the only city which was hit by the COVID-19, by unrest, as well as the recent floods in April and in May. So that on its own, it has damaged the infrastructure of our city, which was no longer responding. So we are seated at around 75% now in terms of recovery. Our teams are working tirelessly to ensure that our pump stations, because we put that as the phase one of our restructure rebuilding process as a city. So we are now certain that we have commissioned our pump stations, our waste water treatment plants, so that they start working. But once you commission it, you also discover some challenges in your manholes where most of the sand is still stuck. So you need to unlock those manholes so that your system can work properly. But we are getting there as a city in terms of looking at the magnitude of damages.
Yes.
And where we are seated now, it shows that we are a resilient city and our employees are working tirelessly to fix and restore services.
But as things stand, on North Beach, Battery Beach and Country Club closed?
Yes, some of them are closed. It's a pity that I don't have my list next to me. I'm still at the restaurant here. We're just swimming. But we have indicated those that are closed and those which are opened. But we are also anticipating that those which are closed, some of them are part of the restrictions of the environmental department. We'll hear from them. If I can quote,
yes,
one of those beaches is Umdloti, which attracts more tourists as well. If you look at the water quality levels there, for quite a long period now, for more than 2 weeks, they've been confirming positive results. So we anticipate that as soon as the department give us a go-ahead, because what you see from the infrastructure that is leaking towards rivers and the beaches, as we are fixing it, but it's not going to be 100% for now, up until at a particular period we are able to clear everything that is discharged.
Thank you very much, Executive Mayor of Etegwini, Mxolisi Konda. If you're planning to go to Durban, I mean, I do recommend that you use this Facebook page. Very interesting. It's a company called Talbot, The Art of Water, and their Facebook, just into search, type in Talbot, The Art of Water. And they put up regular results of the tests they're doing in the waters off the Durban shore. So, and I think they do Mhlanga as well.